STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Careers that fall into these categories are traditionally male-dominated. A national push is underway to change that trend and get more women involved. The national effort is called Million Women Mentors. The national goal is to have 1 million girls and women being mentored for those careers by 2020. Arkansas State University served as one of several launching sites for the initiative in Arkansas. Dr. Mary Jane Bradley is the Dean of the College of Education and Behavioral Science at Arkansas State, and she explains what the program is designed to do.
The goals are to increase the percentage of high school girls planning to pursue STEM careers, increase the percentage of young women pursuing undergraduate degrees in STEM fields is the second one, and the third one is to increase the percentage of women staying and advancing in STEM careers through supporting workforce mentoring programs.
The Arkansas STEM Coalition and Walmart are partnering to bring Arkansas's goal to fruition. Officials in Arkansas hope to have 5,000 mentors ready by the end of 2018. Bradley says a STEM sorority is being established at Arkansas State to try to encourage incoming freshmen to major in STEM careers. Bradley says one challenge is for incoming women to stay with a STEM major. She says most men will stick with a STEM major, while a lot of females will drop a STEM major and opt for something else. Market Health and Wellness Director for Walmart, Suzanne Hightower, gives reasons why girls and women should stick with those majors.
If you go into STEM careers, your salaries are higher. And in addition, employers like STEM careers because they know you're bright, and they are more likely to promote you into other positions that may not be STEM careers. So there's a lot of advantages to having a mentor for both women and men. But, women especially, because they need that confidence. They need that, hey, you can do it.
Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin also attended the Arkansas State launch. He says he wants to see the STEM push in all public schools and thinks that Governor Asa Hutchinson's coding initiative is a huge step toward getting more girls interested in STEM jobs. Griffin says this is important because almost half of men in the state go towards STEM jobs, but only 14% of women do. Griffin believes that educating young women and mentoring them can help expose girls to these careers.
There's so many talented young girls, young ladies, who, if they knew about this, if they knew more about STEM, would choose STEM. We're not trying to push anybody into something they don't want to do. We're trying to make sure they know the options that are out there. So when they make a decision about their career, they're considering all options and not just a few that they've been exposed to.
And Griffin says STEM careers also help close a wage gap with men, as women who choose STEM careers can make 33% more than comparable women with careers elsewhere. Women in STEM careers can make similar salaries to their male counterparts who also work STEM jobs. Griffin says girls in middle school through high school grades should take as much rigorous math and science classes as possible, which will help them when they go to college. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.